This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
They prey on your ignorance. So you have to be careful, and you want to make knowledgeable decisions and acknowledge when you don't know and you're being ignorant. Do your research. Be patient. Make sure you're confident with your decision versus just falling victim to the moment. You live and learn, man. America preys on your ignorance, and your ignorance will cost you money. You need to have the money to pay for your ignorance, and you need to have the money to pay for lawyers if you want to make sure you're able to put yourself in position to be successful long term. Do you have money for lawyers? And that is on so many levels. You need money for lawyers because these are the people who can really get you out of these ignorant jams instead of suffering major consequences. Not just major, it's a timeshare. So you might not say it's major, but financially, I mean, when you're check to check or something happens to you and you got this cost and you can't get rid of it, that could break you potentially, bankrupt you. So could have a major impact, but they prey on your ignorance. So you have to be careful, and you want to make knowledgeable decisions and acknowledge when you don't know and you're being ignorant. Do your research. Be patient. Make sure you're confident with your decision versus just falling victim to the moment. When it comes to like emotionally driven decisions, like think it through, do your research. And when it comes to the timeshare, just don't do it. If it wasn't for this class action suit, even though we paid for this service, had a lawyer and all these other things, without the class action, the outcomes were not favorable for us. It did not look good. So how we got out? Mercy, grace, universe, just blessed to have that fall, how it fell, and the stars align how they align. And we got out scot-free and didn't owe them another dime. That was... Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Wow.
Amazed. So that is the only way we got out. So happy we got out. And in retrospect, the money spent to get out of the deal was worth it. It was worth it. If you're in a bad deal, get out of it. However you got to do that. Well, let me step back. Not however you got to do that, but if it requires spending a little money or money up front to avoid spending more over a period of time, eat the cost now, get out of the deal immediately. Do your best. That's it, man. I cannot say it enough. Timeshares are one of the worst decisions that you can make. Don't fall victim to it. These are not investments. They're not appreciating over time. They're not giving you anything of value. And if you are someone who enjoys traveling, you're better off just saving your money consistently than spending money on a timeshare. That would be my honest opinion. Stack your bread off to the side in some type of account or whatever that you use to spend when you travel. And the amount of money that you're going to spend monthly on a timeshare, when you look at that at the end of a year, even if it is on the lower end, I want to say, just to give a round number, even if it is $250 a month, you look at that over the course of a year, and then you look at these maintenance fees that cost a couple, maybe like $2,000 or so every other year. It's like by the time you pay that monthly fee, pay that maintenance fee, you could have just used that same money and done something else in a place where you enjoy yourself. So don't do it. It's not an investment. Don't let those aggressive sales tactics take advantage of you. They'll literally try and whirl you, confuse you, woo you like it is a sensory overload to make you feel just confused. Don't fall victim for it. I cannot say it enough. Avoid the headache. Those timeshares are not worth it. This is the G Podcast, where we focus on family, friends, finances, freedom, and our future, and everything else.